The most frequent triggers were prayer, meditation, natural beauty, and participation in religious worship. Hardy's conclusions support the key role of prayer and contemplation in Christian mysticism. Chapter 8 investigates how spiritual/mystical experiences affect those who have them. One of the significant features of spiritual/mystical experiences is that they generally change the life of the individual. That is, contemporary scientific psychological research examining the relationship between the self, personality, and spirituality indicates that spiritual/mystical experiences can result in profound life changes in goals, feelings, attitudes, and behaviors, as well as improved health. In general, spiritual/mystical experiences have positive effects, but the examples of negative effects are interesting in their own right. Chapter 9 introduces the research project I have conducted with my doctoral student, Vincent Paquette. This project was conducted with Carmelite nuns using scientific tools to identify what happens in their brains when they recall and relive Unio Mystica, the mystical union with God, the ultimate goal of the contemplative techniques practiced by Christian mystics. We used two of the most powerful functional brain imaging technologies available, functional magnetic resonance imaging, fMRI, and quantitative electroencephalography, qEEG. qEEG measures electrical patterns at the surface of the scalp that reflect brainwave patterns. These can be statistically analyzed and translated into numbers, then expressed as a color map. What the two neuroimaging studies demonstrate is that the experience of union with God is not solely associated with the temporal lobe. In other words, there is no God spot in the brain located in the temporal lobe. This is one of the reasons that the electromagnetic stimulation of the temporal lobe with the God helmet does not work. Rather, this experience is implemented via a spatially extended neural circuit encompassing brain regions involved in attention, body representation, visual imagery, emotion, physiological and subjective aspects, and self-consciousness. These findings are more consistent with an actual experience than with a delusion. Chapter 9 also discusses the few other studies carried out so far in the field of spiritual neuroscience, which significantly increase our knowledge and understanding of the neurobiology of spiritual/mystical experiences.